Samaria stuff to bounce back after happening on Sunday?
I'm not necessarily worried about bouncing back. I'm just worried about winning the game. So we're going to get guys ready to go win a game. I'm not worried about a bounce back or anything like that. It's our job to win football games.
Okay, how do you get him to perform the way that you expect him to perform on?
Just going to work at it. We're going to practice. We're going to coach. We're going to detail the work. And either he'll do it or he won't. If he doesn't, we'll have somebody else out there doing it.
If you get a young guy like that, does he need tough love? Does he need to be infused with confidence? I mean, how do you approach a young corner like that who's had a...
The whole room is young, okay? And so, you know, the tough love and the confidence and all that's all great. At the end of the day, we're here to win. I mean, it doesn't change. Okay, so I'm going to approach the room, and I'm going to handle the room the proper way. But I'm not going to come here and discuss the things that I'm telling them. You know, I'll tell them the things that they need to know, and hopefully we'll go play a winning brand of football, and that's what we're going to do.
Joe, though, I mean, two weeks ago he had two picks out here in Seattle, and then last week you take him out of the game. How do you make sure that it's maybe more like this than?
That's what we work every day in practice for. You know, I understand what you guys are looking for, but the answer is we're going to go to work, we're going to practice, we're going to detail our work in the meeting room, and the best guys will go out there and play. The guys that are giving winning performances will go out there and play. I've said that since I've been here, you know, and it doesn't matter if I happen to have to pull a guy out or insert a guy like Micah and he made a game-winning play. We're all here to win the game. Had the same questions first game against Jacksonville when it happened with Q. There's no hard feelings. Everybody in that locker room is here for one reason, to win that football game. And then the next week, we'll go and we'll do whatever we have to do to win that week. And that's what we're doing right now. So I understand your questions, but the answer's the same. It's going to stay the same.
Joe, that's your call during the game, correct?
It's a collective effort. Okay. Sometimes I might initiate it. Sometimes somebody else might. But at the end of the day, we all come together and say, hey, this is what we want to do.
Mike said something along the lines that was alignment issues and stuff. That would seem like Mike McCarthy, yeah.
Okay.
That would seem to be that's mental errors. Is that a lack of practice? I know he's been battling his injuries. Is that a lack of practice? Is it lack of mental errors? Is there anything you can chalk it up
it's
to?
It's a lack of me doing a good enough job detailing it with him. Because if he's not lining up in the right spot, he's not doing anything in those along those lines, that means I haven't done a good enough job with him to get him to do that. And so I got to do a better job of making sure he understands where he needs to be at all times, and then he can go out there and make plays from there. So that's the way I look at that.
Joe, when you have a fourth quarter like you did, I think the tendency everywhere is outside the building is to freak out about it. But the 11 quarters that came before that were pretty good, right? So is there a sense inside the room that maybe you're not as far away as it looked like in that fourth quarter?
First thing, I'm not worried about everybody outside the room. I'm worried about those guys in that locker room. We didn't play great in the fourth quarter. I mean, you can't hide from that. And if we're going to be a championship-type team, we can't have those things happen. And we got to get them fixed, and we have opportunity to get them fixed. The great thing is that we won that game. We had a great third quarter. You know, we had the three turnovers that set our offense up to score those points to get the 17-point lead, you know. And so that's outstanding. But to be the team that we want to be, we got to make sure we shore that up. And we have the guys that can do that. So we understand the issues, and we're going to get it taken care of.
Joe, you're up in the box, right?
Correct.
What did the play that Micah made on the pass breakup toward the end there to force the field goal?
Mm-hmm.
What did that look like to you, especially with Gooch running up the sideline and out of the field?
I was just watching the quarterback and then seeing where he was going with the ball, and Micah made the play. So, I mean, I understand what you're looking for there, but I'm glad Micah made the play, yeah.
Well, the reason why I brought that up is because obviously Micah makes a really big play there,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, maybe if you're not calm, cool, and collected, you get clipped by Gooch as he's running on the field or whatever it might be. I mean, is that kind of the even keel of Micah to be able to make that play in that situation with maybe some craziness going on around him?
Well, Micah's the type of guy that he's never up or down. He's just level. And so you know, he's not going to panic. You know, even in stressful times, he's not a panicker. So I think that does, you know, answer your question to that point, that he's a guy that's going to always be the same way. Yeah.
Has he been back in your room more? Or
he goes between both rooms. Well, right now he's in DP's room. Sometimes he's in my room. You know, I just brought him in my room for a while, just for the simple fact that I needed a veteran in there to ask good questions, you know. And so for a couple of weeks he was in my room, then now he's back in DP's room. He gets my notes, he gets DP's notes. It doesn't matter where he necessarily is. He's, you know, we meet together in the evening time anyway, me and DP. So it all works out with him. We make sure he gets what he needs.
Yeah.